Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us on the line right now, the anchor of CNN's The Lead and State of the Union, our friend Jake Tapper. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning.
I see that on this Sunday, you're going to have presidential candidate Joe Biden on your show. What was that all about?
The next 4 years, we're already starting in 2020, we thought we'd get a start with the man who's already thrown his hat in the ring.
I think he's backed away from that some, hasn't he?
He has a little, but who knows what he meant. I mean, I don't think he was joking. I think he said it, and then later was asked, "Well, do you mean it?" And he said, "Like, oh, you know, I have no plans to run." But you know, Joe Biden, I think, is always running. Kind of, he thinks he would be a good president.
Yeah, but he'll be old.
Yeah, he will. He'll be 78. The current president, the new president, I should say, will be 74. I mean,
I suppose.
I don't know. Is that big a difference?
Yeah, maybe. I guess maybe not. Joe Biden's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going and going.
But, Jake, it does call into question. There's, you know, other than Keith Ellison, who yesterday said that he's willing to give up his House seat if he gets elected to the chairmanship of the Democratic National Committee, you do see the leadership for the Democratic Party, and it does seem, if we're looking at demographics here, they do seem a little old compared to the Republicans with the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.
Absolutely. The three leaders in the House right now, Pelosi, Hoyer, and Clyburn, are all in their 70s, while the leadership of the Republicans in the House, they're in their 40s and 50s. And then, obviously, Harry Reid's on his way out, but Chuck Schumer is not a young man.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the Democrats have a problem right now. Their leadership is old. And their leadership is, for the most part, not symbolic of the heartland of America, where Democrats really need to improve. I mean, the idea that Hillary Clinton lost because she lost Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, three states that have not gone Republican in a presidential race since 1988, since I was 19 years old, and I'm 47 now. I mean, That's a real problem for the party, and they're going to have to figure out how to get out of it. I don't see any obvious solution right now. And you're 100% right. The very fact that people are talking about Joe Biden, who will be 78, and obviously has run for president and not won before, as a potential solution to the problem, and I've heard many Democrats in the last month talk about, boy, if only Biden had been the one running.
Yep.
That really does speak to an empty bench.
Looking forward to that interview with Joe Biden this Sunday, Jake. Jake, also, you know, one of the things that I really admire about you is your reporting on the military and your, I believe, great respect and love for our military. So I'd love for you to chime in and give context to this concern that we're now seeing. You saw it in the Washington Post this morning about the fact that three retired generals are now going to have prominent positions in the Trump cabinet. Is this an anti-military suggestion, or is there just important and legitimate wariness about people transitioning from the higher ranks of the Pentagon to a civilian job in the White House?
I don't fully understand it, to be honest, just from a personal point of view. I am willing to hear the arguments, and I said this yesterday when we were talking about our show and planning on a discussion of this and whether or not I should ask Kelly Ayotte about, because she was going to be a guest on the show, about whether or not that's too many generals. I mean, I guess a perspective could be that's too many people with one particular background. But I don't really see it because, especially General Mattis and General John Kelly are highly respected leaders. I get why people might have a concern about civilian leadership of the Pentagon and should there be a waiver for Mattis, et cetera. But like just looking at their qualifications, Kelly and Mattis are so respected by not just the military, but by people in civilian life who know anything about the military. They're so respected by both Democrats and Republicans. I don't fully understand it. I'm not dismissing it. I'm willing. My mind is open.
Yeah.
But I don't really get it myself.
Yeah. I think I'm with you. I think it's worth a conversation, but I don't quite know the concern.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we want good people. And you know what? Sometimes good people go into the military.
Yeah, that's right. They had a great long run of success.
And get promoted up to the highest level, yeah.
And listen, I want to ask you, though, about what happened with the EPA. So, I mean, Donald Trump has a meeting with Al Gore. And then he has a meeting with Leonardo DiCaprio in which they talk about global warming and climate change and all the things that they care about. And immediately after the meeting with DiCaprio, Donald Trump makes it known that his choice to be the leader of the EPA is Scott Pruitt, the Attorney General of Oklahoma, who has has actually even filed a lawsuit against the EPA.
Right.
He's a critic of the EPA and its policies.
It says to me that... you know, he is going to, when it comes to environmental issues, he is going to govern and he plans to govern exactly as he said he would. He ran as a climate change denier. He ran as somebody who is more interested in freeing up regulations and not particularly interested in even some of the environmental measures.
Then why spend an hour with Al Gore and an hour with Leonardo DiCaprio?
I don't know.
Well, they're Oscar winners. He could have gotten their autographs. You know.
I mean, we are told. That's right.
Never know.
We are told. Although Al Gore was an Oscar winner before Leo, we should.
Right. Oh, exactly.
We are told that Ivanka, the climate change is an issue important to Ivanka.
Yeah.
So maybe that was willing. What he was willing to do for Ivanka. Hey, will you at least listen to what these guys have to say? You know, there is an argument. And I don't know if this is what Al Gore and Aunt Leo had anything to say, but there is an argument that even if you don't believe in it, despite the overwhelming majority of climate scientists saying that man-made climate change is real, why not take out an insurance policy? That's the old Ronald Reagan argument about the ozone. And B, this is going to be an area where businesses make billions of dollars in the next couple decades. Why not have the United States get out on front of that so that the United States is able to at least profit from the fact that so many people believe the science on this. But, you know, the nomination of Pruitt certainly suggests that the meetings with Gore and DiCaprio were really nothing more than meetings.
Perfunctory, yeah. All right, got to leave it right there. Jake Tapper, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.